Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You better buckle up, Buttercup!
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
You're either on this train or you're not. It's moving. You can get out the way or you can join us.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
I love the way they're talking to you because they're winners. Winners get to do what they want.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
Powered by Paramount Elite ICS.
It's Kenny and JT.
It's showtime.
Have a great show!
Okay.
Yeah, you want to know what this is? When they win, the Buckeyes and the Browns, we celebrate what? Victory Monday, right? Yeah. When they both lose to the Harbaugh brothers in the same freaking weekend, it's a misery Monday here on the Kenny and JT show because Saturday's game was embarrassing at the outhouse in Ann Arbor as Michigan kicked Ohio State's ass up and down the field. And last night was a crap show of an offense in that loss 16-10 at Baltimore. So welcome to Misery Monday on the Kenny and JT show. How you doing?
Thank you and good night, everyone. Couldn't have said it any better. You know, it's obvious Ohio State goes into the Big House not prepared. A lot of penalties. Again, you don't adjust to the elements. You have a lot of false starts. Okay, there's 111,000 screaming individuals in the Big House. And that was their Super Bowl. You talk about the beginning of the season in Minnesota gearing up for the Ohio State program. That was nothing compared to Saturday.
It was, in their eyes, an organization or a school-changing game, right? They had to win that game. It could not go on for a full decade of not beating Ohio State, right? 2011 was the last time they won. They win in 2021. Maybe it'll be another 10 years till their next victory in 2031, but they had to win, and they wanted it more than Ohio State.
They wanted it more, and you know what else? It was the perfect storm. No pun intended. No, I guess pun intended.
Yeah,
it was exactly the perfect storm. You go up there, immediately it starts to snow. Buckeye snake bit from the get-go. They fumble the opening kickoff. They fumble the first snap of the game. They go three and out. In order to get off to a fast start, it was inevitable. They weren't going to do that. And the weather took our speed away. That team played smash mouth, tip of the cap. They wanted it more. They outplayed you. It's not even a word, but I use it all the time. They out-physicaled us.
Oh, without a doubt, JT.
Nation's best offensive line. I didn't see it. And for that matter, I didn't see the best offensive line in the NFL last night either, unless they were wearing different colors, because it sure as hell wasn't Cleveland.
You're right. You're right about that. Let me go back to Saturday. If you're Ryan Day, okay, you win the toss Saturday, do you want to put your best unit out there to start the game, or do you want to put your second best unit or your worst unit out there to start the game? Do you want to go get the ball, score, go up 7-0, and make them play from behind running the football? Or do you want to give them the chance to attack your defense, which they did and went right down the field like a hot knife through butter? They played from in front almost the entire game. What would you have done?
That's a great question, Kenny, and it's hard to answer because of the fact that we started so poorly. And by that, I mean, where's the fair game? It was a bad coaching effort, man. I mean, when you think about it, especially special teams, every time the kickoff is between the 20 and the goal line, fair catch the ball. Let's start the 25-yard line. But we didn't even do that, so we're behind the eight ball from the get-go, and it was obvious they just didn't have it in them to overcome not only their own mistakes, but the elements as well. And again, you tip your cap to the Wolverines. Unfortunately, they move forward, and we're done. And you really want some sour grapes? I'll give them to you right here.
What?
Expand the playoffs, because now you're done. The season's over. If the playoffs were expanded and you're a 10-loss team, and there's still an outside chance that they could move up, you need a lot of help. Crazier things have happened this football season, whether we're talking college or pros. Unfortunately, this is the year, and we are all pointing to next year for the Buckeyes, right? But this is the year that anything could happen, and if you got in, you might have just won it all. And guess what? Now that team might be the Wolverines.
How about that? Yeah, with that, I still worry about their passing game and McNamara.
Right.
The one time he tried to do something special, they picked him off at the goal line, right? So against a Georgia defense, I don't know if they're going to just be able to run the ball like they did against Ohio State. But, hey, like you said, this year, everybody's got a shot to win this damn thing. And the Buckeyes squandered their opportunity by wetting the bed at the outhouse in Ann Arbor on
Alabama
Saturday.
Gets beat by an unranked Texas A&M team or one of those Texas teams. They go to double, triple, quadruple overtime against Auburn. I don't think they were even ranked. So they're going to fall, but they're going to still be in the top four when the CFP comes out tomorrow night.
Right.
Anything could really happen, man. And now you're looking at this thing going, well, we need a lot of help, but if they could somehow figure out a way to sneak back in, and I don't think they will, it's just unfortunate now. Because when you look at things, the whole idea of this playoff is fractured, in my opinion. And it's not just sour grapes, and it's not just because we lost. But when you think about championships in any sport, it's obvious that you don't have to be undefeated to play for a title, right?
Correct.
And as we said in high school football, and I still thought this was unfortunate that they would expand the playoffs to 16 teams, we even there saw some upsets, right?
Yeah.
Dude, if there was an 8-team or longer, maybe 16-team playoff, and nobody wants these bowl games anyway, who knows what could happen?
Let me give you some quick numbers, all right? I posted this on Twitter, a lot of responses on it, so I'm going to share it with our listening audience here today. In Ohio State, two losses this year, both against ranked teams. The Buckeyes defense gave up 77 points, 566 yards rushing, and 992 total yards. They allowed Oregon and Michigan to go 13 for 24 on third down and 2 for 2 on fourth down. And, oh, yeah, in those two games committed 18 penalties for 137 yards. Okay?
Right.
That's your Buckeyes football team this year in their two biggest games of the year, Oregon and Michigan. A step further, I'm going to take it back to their last three losses, which includes Alabama last year, right? The defense in those three losses has given up 129 points, which averages out to 43 a game, 723 yards rushing, which averages out to 241 yards a game, and 1,613 total yards, which averages out to 538 yards per game. The Buckeye defense needs overhauled. All the coaches should either be fired or reassigned. They need to think different. They need to get some young guys in here because it ain't working, JT. Whatever they're trying to do on defense, it ain't fixed. It ain't working.
Well, wait a minute now. You went from offense to defense all in one fell swoop. Now, I will agree on a lot of these coaches that need to be moved around, most of them being on the defensive side of the ball, with the exception of Larry Johnson. As far as the offense is concerned, you keep Mike Hartline as long as you can. All right? So those are two coaches.
Yeah.
Those are two coaches that have to stay there, okay? You look at the Buckeye program and you look at the schedule, and it's unfortunate that the last 6 weeks or so were all a series of one-week playoff games, and you had some ranked opponents in there. You had Purdue that was ranked. You had Michigan State that was ranked. And in both of those games, you averaged 55 points a game. You had 59 points against Purdue, 56 up against Michigan State. So the offense was pretty darn good. Unfortunately, they didn't show up in a shootout match against Michigan in a driving snowstorm, and they didn't know what they were doing in the early game against Oregon. But as the season wore on, the team got better, but they just laid an egg set. How you get to that point, now I'm going to give this to you. I'm going to agree with you to an extent. How do you get to a point in week 12 and regress? To me, that is coaching. Your offensive line coach needs to be moved on. This offensive line hasn't been what I saw or anticipated as being the best offensive line of the country. Didn't look like it to me on Saturday, and I'll tell you why. When you look at this offensive line, it's obvious we can't run in between the tackles, right? As great as a season as Travion Henderson had, they don't run between the tackles. Want to know why?
What?
We start, with the exception of our center, all tackles. Think about it. What does a tackle do? Pass blocks, right?
Yeah.
He regresses, he pass blocks, he forms a pocket. We don't have a mobile quarterback. We run zero RPO. So what you need to do is figure out how to go up against a team that's got your number, especially when they're dominating the line of scrimmage. Wolverines dominated both offense and defensively. There were no adjustments, and want to know why?
None.
Because everything they did worked. What are you going to do, adjust to everything? It's unfortunate that they couldn't impose their will on any aspect of this game on Saturday. And like you said, they basically only had the lead for a few minutes when they were up 10-7.
It was an embarrassment to the football program that is supposed to be the more
physical
team, the more aggressive team. Now, having said that, okay, I got all that off my chest, right? Fire the defensive coordinators, bring in new guys, whatever you got to do. Get that off my chest. Looking back on it now, JT, we should, because you're blinded by the scarlet and gray glasses, right? I picked them to win 31-21.
No, you also, but this week, but you also, after the Oregon loss, said that they would lose four or five games.
I said they would at least lose one more game, maybe two, okay? Well, they did lose another game. So I should have, you know, held true to what I saw early in the season, but I was blinded by the great offense and the big numbers they put up against Michigan State and everything. But when you take a step back now, after the game has been played, and you look at it, you look at the weather forecast, favored Michigan. Home field advantage, favored Michigan. Do you realize only two starters on offense or defense played in the Ohio State-Michigan game before? That's it, right?
Well, a lot of that has to do with the fact that you didn't get to play last year due to the pandemic.
But still,
and they had to back out. I know it was Thayer, Mumford, and whatever else, but the problem is
Chris
this.
Chris Olave and Mumford, that was it.
You went into this game not prepared. Oh. And, you know, you make a couple of interesting points, and it is an away game. And let's face it, man, it's do or die for Michigan, right? Ohio State, I think they walked into that field and said, you know what? We beat the team that beat you in Michigan State, and we're just going to show up, and we're just going to do what we always do, and that wasn't the case. Unfortunately, you move on now, and you start talking offseason. You start talking transfer portals. You're seeing that Jack Miller now is going to make himself available. He wasn't going to play a quarterback at Ohio State anyway, and to make matters even a little bit worse, you may have lost the Heisman Trophy on Saturday.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no, because – there's nobody that's really standing out.
That's why you wanted to get into the Final Four.
Right.
Expand the playoffs. Anything could happen.
Right. And here's the thing now. Who's the kid from Alabama? What's a Bryce? Is it Allen? Or what's his name?
Quarterback?
Yeah, their quarterback.
Hey,
all right.
He now stops after Jameson Williams.
He moved ahead of C.J. Stroud in the Heisman odds right now. And he gets one more game before they vote to cement his case, okay? C.J. Stroud would have had one more game also to go up against him, and now C.J. Stroud, he's done.
Yeah,
so his body of work is in the books.
This might help C.J. Stroud. This dude goes up against Georgia in the SEC championship game
and
gets drilled. He's going to lose the Heisman. This might be your best bet to get the Heisman Trophy, but as you move forward, you've got Quinn Ewers, who was supposed to be the number one recruit coming into this next season. He came into the Ohio State program a year early. He's got endorsement deals, and I heard from a lot of friends in Columbus that he was doing a lot of television work during the game. So he had some commercials in the Columbus market. He did some work for some of the auto dealerships, which tells you he's probably not going to be another one of those guys that go into the portal. So you go into next season, whether or not you've got the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, or just a real good dude in C.J. Stroud, what are you going to do, have another quarterback controversy next year?
Bryce Young, by the way, Alabama's quarterback. Okay. That's his name. I don't know. That's a great point. And they're going to try and bring in another quarterback with this incoming class to add to the quarterback room that they already have. And since they lost the guy, they want to try and steal somebody else. And did you see the post-game press conference with C.J. Stroud? He could barely talk.
Well,
I guess he was sick.
I had texted you earlier in the day. Have you heard anything? Jimmy Morehouse, my good friend over at the Winking Lizard, had texted me Friday night and said, have you heard anything about C.J. Stroud possibly coming down with mono? And I'm like, well, wait a minute. We got off the air at whatever time it was. I said, I haven't heard anything. I looked at all our sources. I looked at Twitter and everything else.
Yep.
All quiet on the Eastern Front, right? Hadn't heard a thing. Now, it wasn't mono. I guess it was the flu bug. And apparently, Michigan State was ravaged by the flu last week. We go up against Sparty. Maybe they passed it along to us. I'm not making an excuse to say that all of our players had the flu on Saturday.
It looked like it, though. the way they played, it looked like they had the flu. And how about this, JT? Did you see there was a huge push before the game started where the money went from Ohio State to Michigan? Mm-hmm. So somebody out there got wind of C.J. Stroud's illness, and I totally believe this. Somebody found, hey, this kid's not feeling good, but he's going to play. I'm taking the 8 points, and I'm betting Michigan at the outhouse with this kid if he's sick. And that spread went from 8 to 7 on game day because all the money Saturday morning went on Michigan.
Which is right. That's a guaranteed game. If you're a sharp, you look at that game and say, I don't need 7. Give me the points, and I'll forget about the points. I'm going to bet this on the money line and really cash the house.
Yeah, because if you got information that he's playing sick, then you know what? You take that information and you run to that window and you make that wager, dude.
And we'll talk more about the Buckeyes and how things panned out for them. We'll talk more about the Browns. That's open up the phone lines at 330-450-1480. But over the weekend, if you missed it.
Did you miss again? Here are the weekend headlines that you have missed.
Well, we all know Ohio State got beat by that team up north. But Minnesota also beat Wisconsin, which means that Iowa now faces that team up north. Big Ten championship game on Saturday.
Go Hawkeyes. That's all I'm saying right there. Go Hawkeyes.
If you missed it, Cavaliers, hey, this is good news.
What?
Cavaliers used their 8th different starting lineup Saturday night and beat Orlando as the Cavaliers welcome back Evan Mobley. Cavaliers win that game 105-92. Cavaliers back at 500 at 10-10. Cavaliers travel to Dallas, so it's the Cavs versus the Mavs tonight. Tip-off, 8:30 right here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. Evan Mobley played the lights out, man.
I'm going to be so confused. The Cavs and the Mavs. deep in the Dallas
Arena.
Where
do they play? Where do they play?
I have no idea.
We got to find out. Brian, can you find out where the Mavericks play?
Yes, what's their arena called?
Yeah, in Dallas, he said. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, thank you. Funny.
If you miss it, Tampa Bay Raves and free agent right-hander Corey Kluber agreed to a one-year contract. The deal is worth $8 million guaranteed. Could be worth up to $13 million if he hits incentives.
Good. Hey, if he's healthy, he was a good dude, man. I wish him nothing but the best, but I'm surprised by that much money.
More free agent news. Center fielder Byron Buxton and Minnesota Twins agree to a deal. 7-year, $100 million. He's going to stay a Twin.
Hey, Jose Ramirez, Paul Dolan. Come on, get your head out of your you-know-what and pay the man.
If you missed it, Max Scherzer finalizing a 3-year deal with the Mets. It'll be around $130 million. They would arguably have the best 1-2 punch in all of baseball with Jacob deGrom and Max Scherzer in that rotation.
Wait a second. Scherzer's going to the Mets? Wow.
Finalizing the deal today.
Along with Frankie Lindor? Holy cow. Jeez.
Yeah, Lindor hits a 220.
Come on, he'll bounce back next year.
Overrated.
By the way, the Mavericks play, and I always like to go forward, but Brian just gave me this. They play in the American Airlines Center there, AC.
The American Airlines? We're in the airport. shoot it from the runway.
Going to the sky.
Airport. Here's a guy that's going to need to go to an airport. If you missed it, Lincoln Riley said he wasn't leaving Oklahoma for LSU. That's because he's not. He's taking the USC job.
He wasn't lying, right?
That's right.
He went from one school to another, just not the one everybody thought he was going to go to.
Odds for LSU's next head coach, Lane Kiffin, 2-1. Mark Stoops, 3-1. Matt Campbell, 4-1. I think he stays put. He's not going to go to
Matt Campbell, go Tigers.
Good luck. Oklahoma's next head coach, top of the leaderboard, Luke Fickell, Matt Campbell, Bob Stoops, Mark Stoops. Why not hire just both the Stoops brothers?
Yeah, bring them both in there. Let them be co-head coaches.
Washington looking for a new head coach. Washington Huskies looking at Kalen DeBoer, Matt Campbell, and Justin Wilcox.
Matt Campbell's name's popping up everywhere, dude.
Where are you going, Matt Campbell?
It's nice to be the king. It's good to
be the
king.
Man. It'd be nice to see him as an offensive coordinator for Ohio State, but that's not going to happen. If you missed it, unranked Ohio State basketball takes on number one Duke because Duke took down Gonzaga Friday night, 84-81.
Last time Duke played at Ohio State kicked crap out of him, and I pissed off Mike Krzyzewski in the postgame press
conference. Well, not only that, I remember I was at that game. LeBron James walked in with Dwayne Wade, and they got booed. They got booed so bad, I think they left before the game was over.
Yeah,
they were sitting courtside.
Buckeyes won like by 22 or 25 that night.
Played well. Buckeyes not ranked, not looking good. I talked to Ronnie Stokes a couple of minutes before the show today. We'll have them on sometime this week. They've got another fundraiser coming up, too. December 11th, we'll tell you more about that. And if you missed it, finally, unfortunately, it was a tough weekend for football in these parts. Ugh. The Green Bulldogs fell short, Brian.
Yep, magical season came to an end as they lost to Winton Woods 20-7. Close game throughout. Winton Woods got a late scrap touchdown after it was decided, but Green had with five turnovers in the game. But they stayed in the game. Does that sound familiar, Browns fans?
And yeah, Buckeye fans.
And
Buckeyes were as badly as they played, Kenny. They were still in it with 5 minutes to go.
And Green outgained the Warriors. Sound familiar, Buckeye fans?
Brown fans.
Hey, how about this? I saw the video replays. One kid was reaching for the end zone with the ball, dropped the ball in the end zone, fumble for Green.
No.
Another kid fumbled inside the 10-yard line, and somebody else fumbled inside the 20-yard line for them.
Turnovers in playoff games, man, in a big game. That's one of your big keys to a victory, right? So here's the deal. Phone lines are open at 330-450-1480. Browns, Buckeyes. You can talk basketball if you like to. It's for all intents and purposes.
It's Kenny and Jake.
Hold on, Brian. I'm not done. It is basketball season. Now, the only good thing about football season this weekend, Kenny.
What?
I won my fantasy league. Now you can play it, Brian.
Sorry. It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.